Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nainar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The book on rental property investing by Brandon Turner is a practical guide for people who want to build long-term wealth through owning rental real estate. Rather than focusing on quick flips or speculative bets, it centers on the buy and hold approach, purchasing properties that can produce steady cash flow while also benefiting from loan paydown and potential appreciation over time. The book is widely known for breaking an intimidating topic into manageable steps, from clarifying investing goals to analyzing deals and choosing financing. It also highlights the operational realities of being a landlord, including tenant screening, maintenance, and systems that reduce day-to-day stress. Turner draws on the mindset of treating rentals as a business, emphasizing repeatable processes, conservative numbers, and risk awareness. For readers who want passive income but do not want vague motivation, this book aims to provide a structured playbook that can be adapted to different markets, budgets, and experience levels. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building the right foundation, goals, mindset, and strategy. A central theme is that rental investing works best when it starts with clarity. The book encourages readers to define what wealth and passive income mean in their own life, then translate that vision into measurable targets such as monthly cash flow, number of units, or a timeline to replace a paycheck. This foundation shapes the type of properties to pursue, the neighborhoods to target, and the pace of acquisition. It also frames investing as a business, not a hobby, which influences how decisions are made and how systems are built. Instead of chasing every shiny opportunity, the approach pushes for an intentional strategy, such as focusing on small single-family homes, small multifamily, or larger apartments depending on resources and temperament. The mindset component matters because rentals require patience, resilience, and consistency. Cash flow often grows gradually, and mistakes can be expensive. By emphasizing long-term thinking, conservative assumptions, and learning from others, the book sets up readers to take action without reckless optimism. In short, it treats strategy as the guardrails that keep buy-and-hold investing aligned with personal priorities and risk tolerance. Secondly, finding profitable rentals, market selection, and deal sourcing, the book highlights that great rental results are rarely accidental. They are engineered through where you buy and how you find opportunities. It explores the idea of choosing a market based on fundamentals like employment drivers, population trends, rental demand, and affordability, while recognizing that investors may weigh factors differently if they invest locally or long distance. Once a target area is identified, the emphasis shifts to consistent deal flow. Rather than relying on occasional listings, the book points readers toward multiple sourcing channels, such as relationships with agents, networking with local investors, property managers, direct outreach to owners, and monitoring public or distressed opportunities when appropriate. A key takeaway is that sourcing is a repeatable process, not a one-time event. Building a pipeline helps investors compare options and negotiate from strength. The book also underscores the importance of learning neighborhood-level nuance, because two areas in the same city can produce very different tenant quality, maintenance costs, and vacancy risk. By treating market selection and lead generation as skills to develop, readers can reduce randomness, improve their odds of finding cash-flowing properties, and avoid buying rentals that look good on paper but perform poorly in real life. Thirdly, analyzing deals, cash flow math, returns, and risk buffers. Another major topic is how to evaluate whether a rental property is likely to build wealth rather than create headaches. The book promotes disciplined analysis that accounts for both obvious and hidden costs. Beyond the mortgage payment, it encourages investors to include recurring expenses such as taxes, insurance, repairs, capital expenditures, vacancy, utilities when applicable, and professional management even if the owner plans to self-manage initially. This more complete budget helps avoid the common trap of overestimating cash flow. The book also discusses using return metrics to compare deals, such as cash-on-cash return and overall yield relative to risk, while keeping assumptions realistic. Conservative underwriting is presented as a form of protection, because real properties experience surprises, a roof eventually fails, a tenant leaves unexpectedly, or a local job market shifts. The analysis framework emphasizes building buffers, maintaining reserves, and understanding how leverage can amplify both gains and losses. The goal is not to find perfect numbers, but to make decisions with eyes open and to create a margin of safety. By learning how to model income and expenses accurately, readers can select properties that are resilient, scalable, and aligned with their income goals. Fourthly, financing and acquisition. Using leverage without losing control, rental investing is often accelerated by financing, and the book addresses how loans, terms, and down payments affect cash flow and long-term equity growth. It explains that leverage can be a powerful tool when paired with solid underwriting, but it becomes dangerous when investors overextend or ignore the downside. The book discusses common financing paths used by buy and hold investors, including conventional mortgages, portfolio lenders, and other acquisition structures that may apply in certain situations. A key lesson is that financing is not just about getting approved, it is about choosing a structure that supports the business plan, preserves liquidity, and keeps risk manageable. The book also treats acquisition as a process that benefits from preparation, assembling a team, understanding due diligence, estimating repairs, and verifying assumptions before closing. It emphasizes that the best investors negotiate based on numbers and inspection findings rather than emotion. Attention is given to planning for future purchases as well, such as maintaining credit health, documenting income properly, and tracking debt-to-income considerations. By connecting financing decisions to cash flow stability and long-term scalability, the book helps readers view borrowing as a strategic component of building a rental portfolio, not a shortcut. Lastly, landlording and scaling, systems, property management, and portfolio growth, the book makes it clear that buying a property is only the beginning. Lasting wealth comes from property is only the beginning. Lasting wealth comes from operating rentals efficiently over time. It covers the practical realities of tenant selection, leasing, rent collection, maintenance coordination, and handling conflicts professionally. A recurring idea is that many landlord problems are preventable through strong screening, clear policies, and consistent documentation. It also emphasizes the value of systems, checklists, templates, vendor relationships, and routines that reduce decision fatigue and make performance more predictable. For investors seeking a more passive experience, the book discusses the role of property management and how to evaluate managers, align incentives, and monitor results without micromanaging. Scaling is treated as an evolution from owning a single rental to building a portfolio, which requires better bookkeeping, standardized processes, reserves planning, and a mindset that prioritizes long-term stability over short-term excitement. The book encourages readers to track performance metrics such as occupancy, maintenance trends, and net operating results, so growth does not hide inefficiency. By focusing on operations and systems, it frames rental investing as something that can become increasingly hands-off and reliable, provided the owner builds the right team and runs the portfolio like a business. In conclusion, this book is best suited for aspiring landlords, new real estate investors, and even experienced buyers who want a more disciplined framework for buy and hold rental property decisions. If you are curious about passive income but unsure how to choose a market, run the numbers, or manage tenants without constant stress, the book offers a practical roadmap. Its biggest life benefit is helping readers move from vague ambition to repeatable action, setting clear goals, sourcing deals consistently, underwriting conservatively, and building systems that protect time and cash flow. That combination can reduce costly mistakes, improve confidence when making offers, and support long-term wealth through steady income and equity growth. Compared to many real estate titles that lean heavily on motivation or extreme success stories, this one is widely recognized for being process-driven and operationally grounded. It treats rentals as a business with risk controls, not a lottery ticket. That makes it worth buying for readers who want both the strategy and the day-to-day playbook, how to find, fund, evaluate, and run rentals in a way that is sustainable. If you want a comprehensive starter guide with actionable structure, it is a strong choice. If you would like to support Brandon Turner, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.